The eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv is a stronghold of the government-backed candidate Viktor Yanukovych. Hundreds of regional officials and politicians gathered there today to condemn the Supreme Court for ordering a revote. There was strong support at the meeting for more independence for the east and a few warnings that the country could be heading for a split. NPR's Emily Harris spent the day in another eastern Ukrainian city, Donetsk. She found residents very worked up about the political situation.
A narrow table in a cozy apartment is loaded with beet salad, smoked fish, mashed potatoes, and vodka. Four men and two of their wives have gathered to celebrate. 25 years ago, the four finished their required service in the Soviet Army. They'd spent 18 months together in Russia's remote north. They toast everything, love, friendship, the future of Ukraine. But the unprecedented political turmoil in this country splits the group right down the middle. Two, like most people in Ukraine's east, voted for Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych for president. Two passionately support the opposition leader, Viktor Yushchenko. They see yesterday's Supreme Court decision as a victory for the people. It doesn't take long before the four are arguing fiercely. The two for Yushchenko say they are sick of the handful of clans with close ties to the government that rule eastern Ukraine's economy and pocket the profits. One man at the table, Andrei, owns a gas station. He says police come and insist on filling their tanks up for free. On the Yanukovych side of the table, Sergei says life is better now than ever before. And if oligarchs are in charge, well, that's just fine. Contemporary eastern Ukraine was shaped by Moscow. The landscape is dotted with coal mines. There were experimental nuclear explosions in some in the 1970s. Some factory workers still introduce themselves by proudly mentioning Soviet awards they have won. This group at the table is a Soviet legacy, too. Four men, originally from different parts of the former empire. Despite their new political disagreements, they have another toast and will stay good friends. Emily Harris, NPR News, Donetsk.